everybody. Serge, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sergeant Elias Martz, M-A-R-T-Z, the Middletown Police Department.
Okay, Sergeant, the record we have for us indicates there is a nix hit on this. Is that correct?
Yes, that is accurate.
And that's accurate as of today?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, what the nix hit means is we are statutorily prohibited from granting your application today. So you have two choices. You can proceed knowing that we are going to deny your application, or you can withdraw your case. The choice is up to you, but we are not able to grant your application today.
Is there explanation as to what that denial is for? I mean, I don't know what a nix hit necessarily entitles.
Well, the sergeant can explain a little bit more about that. I don't know too much about it because I can't necessarily review that record, but could you indicate what you found out?
So when a check was run, the appellant's name with a matching date of birth and social security number came up with a hit that stated adjudicated or committed mental defective. It was entered on August 25th of 2014 and does not expire.
Does that jog your memory at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I was under the impression that that was to expire after 7 years, and this would be the seventh year, and I also sent them paperwork stating the specifics of that date to Nancy Lotus, the board of examiners, and they sent the information over to her that was pertaining.
You're going to have to deal with the authority itself, not our board. Nancy works for us.
Yeah.
So the database is showing that it's still active, so you're going to have to address that if you want to obtain a permit at some point. But you would have to do that before coming before us or applying again.
So then this denial wouldn't be permanent?
This application is being denied. You can apply once every 12 months.
Correct.
I'm assuming, I don't know your date of application.
Looks like August of 2020.
You could reapply again because it was 2020. So you're well past 12 months if you wanted to deal with the issue underlying and then reapply, you could do that.
Okay, because the Department of Middletown's denial said that the current nix hit does not expire. That's what you're stating. I would have to get a hold of the authority that's falling under.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So I just need to know what you want to do today.
I'm here, so I'll go through.
All right, so just another explanation I'd like to make. If you do proceed and we do deny on future applications, you'll have to say that you lost your appeal. Does it show as he's denied on his application if he withdraws?
No.
No, I think it's
all right, so the application, one of the questions on the application standard form is, have you ever been denied? So if you withdraw your case, you can, assuming you haven't been denied prior to now.
Well, no, that's not really true. He has been denied.
This was a denial, therefore you would have to check that box either way.
Right. There's a question about appeals.
It's on our questionnaire.
It's on ours.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, you can proceed, but.
So what would that change proceeding and knowing the denial?
It would be just a negative inference that you came before the board, you lost your appeal versus withdrawing your appeal.
Right.
That's the difference.
Okay. Well.
It's going to be a quick case, too, because we don't have much to go on.
Right. Okay. So the nix. Okay, never mind. I just didn't know if it was in relation to my record history or anything that they denied initially. Because I was
Right now, it's based on the nix.
Yeah. It's based on the nix hit, and then you should have received a copy of the issuing authority questionnaire as well.
Yes, and that's when I sent them the certificate of pardon and replying to the.
So that further expands on some suitability issues that were there.
So do those suitability issues on that questionnaire reference any of the certificate of pardon? Because I think they're in relation to the certificate of pardon.
all those questions go to the issuing authority. We are here to tell you that because of the Nix hit, we cannot go forward with your appeal.
Right.
Or you can, but we would not be able to give it to you at this point, as long as that Nix hit is still in place. Mm-hmm. So you need to go back to whoever placed that Nix hit on, and it seems that you know where that came from.
Yep.
Address that, and then further follow up with the issuing authority.
Okay, fair enough. So I will withdraw. I think that that's what we're trying to get to.
Yes. Well, it's up to you, but.
No, that's fine.
Okay, no, it's confusing.
It's a lot of information, but we've noted your withdrawal. You are all set.
All right. Can you just give me that date one more time from when I...
August 2020, I think you said?
When you applied.
8/20, what, the Nix hit or the application?
The application.
That's also on the...
It's on there?
On the issuing authority questionnaire.
I can find it. Thank you.
I believe, yeah, it's August 20th of 2020 was the date of the request.
All right.
And that's in the questionnaire that you emailed.
Cool. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, guys.